Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez complains after Trump calls her hawk. Republicans advertise their disrespect of women. By Hannah Blow on October 23, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, complained after President Trump referred to her as hawk during Thursday's presidential debate, concluding that it is a form of disrespect that women notice. I wonder if Republicans understand how much they advertise their disrespect of women in debates when they consistently call women members of Congress by nicknames or first names while using titles and last names when referring to men of equal stature, Ocasio-Cortez said, adding, "Women notice. It conveys a lot." In a follow-up tweet, the New York lawmaker clarified that she is not offended by the nickname itself. Rather, she takes issue with politicians who don't know her like that, using the name given to her by the community and the people. Trump mentioned Ocasio-Cortez during a climate change portion of the debate. "If you look at what he wants to do, you know, if you look at his plan, you know who developed it? Oc plus three," he said. He continued, "They know nothing about the climate. I mean, she's got a good line of stuff, but she knows nothing about the climate. And they're all hopping through hoops for Oc plus three. Look, their real play costs $100 trillion. If we had the best year in the history of our country for 100 years, we would not even come close to a number like that." When he says buildings, they want to take buildings down because they want to make bigger windows into smaller windows. As far as they're concerned, if you had no window, it would be a lovely thing. This is the craziest plan that anybody has ever seen. And this wasn't done by smart people. This wasn't done by anybody. Frankly, I don't even know how it can be good politically. They want to spend $100 trillion. That's the real number. He's trying to say it was six. It's $100 trillion. They want to knock down buildings and build new buildings with little tiny, small windows and many other things. And many other things. It's actually Oc plus 115 because that's how many House and Senate members have co-sponsored the most ambitious climate legislation in American history, the freshman lawmaker responded. She issued a similar complaint regarding her nickname after Vice President Mike Pence referred to her as hawk during the vice presidential debate. The progressive ringleader recently streamed on Twitch and told gamers, "Oh yeah, you guys can call me hawk. Mike Pence can't call me hawk." Notably, Ocasio-Cortez uses her hawk moniker on her social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram. Meanwhile, her fellow squad member Ianga Pressley frequently refers to President Trump as the occupant of the White House.